producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Taking your phone calls coming up. I want to get our guests moved to 20 after the police state expert because I want to finish these calls that have been holding patiently. I want to finish up with Joe Biggs. Joe, so much is happening. You guys are doing a great job. I just think it's important to not just report when you're here with me, when you're doing these great live streams, just keep reporting and getting the word out on all the things you've been witnessing. And I think it's integral to go prove the provocateuring is going on. We know it's already going on. We've proved it some. And then I think bring those videos to the police and try to confront them. Why aren't you going after the provocateurs? Because if people are running around calling for violence and stirring things up, that's yelling fire in a theater. And I understand the establishment wants there to be rioting and problems because then that gives them an excuse to have tanks and all, you know, these uniforms and the surveillance and all the rest of it. Joe Biggs.
I was trying to ask multiple people last night what the sole purpose of the National Guard, what their duty was going to be in Ferguson. None of the soldiers there. Well, the funny thing is I would say about 90% of the National Guard soldiers I saw were a specialist and below. So that's E4 and below. They're not even non-commissioned officers yet. These guys had no idea what they were doing. They're just a bunch of kids sitting around being told that they have to go stand out here and let, you know, move an orange cone back and forth. You know, and at the press conference last night, I got a question in. Marcos and Kit, we all got questions in. You could tell whenever we asked questions, he just got this look on his face because they were real questions. They weren't questions like, is there going to be a curfew tomorrow? You know, how are you guys doing overall, you know, with your health? You know, we were asking real questions like, why are First Amendment rights being violated? You know, and then he went on to say that because there was a threat, there was a danger. Well, you know what? No one held a gun to his head and made him join the police force. He should have known, just like I did when I joined the military, that there's a very good chance I could die. Just like I volunteered to come here to report on what's going on. There's a good chance that I could get shot, but I'm willing to take that chance to do my job so the American people and the world can see the truth of what's happening. All he did was dance around stuff. The entire press conference last night was BS. He was just ducking and dodging real issues. He had this whole little heartfelt script that he'd written up. It took him about 10 minutes to read through where he almost tried to bring up tears. It was just a complete
mockery. It was a psyop. It's like a nation of lawyers and wannabe lawyers and pitchmen and BSers, and no one's being real. That's why we're in so much trouble. The crowd is, you know, degenerating, and more thugs are showing up.
Well, he mentioned that he was upset with how the media was doing their job. You know, and I'm sitting here just like, I'm standing right beside him. I mean, I'm on every channel you can think of. And I'm sitting here like, you know, I would talk and I'd be like, what do you mean? We're doing our job. We're reporting. And he's saying that people were getting in the way and they don't need to be there. Negative. Now, you guys are trying to move us out of the way so we can't see what's going on, like the going into people's houses without an warrant, going around.
He's up there whining, oh, why is the media being mean to us? Well, why are you shooting reporters with rubber bullets on purpose and pointing guns at them and arresting them in McDonald's?
If you have nothing to hide, then why are you worried about people filming? They're scared. They know that their tactics are completely screwed up. They are just.
And we're showing video, too, though, the protesters being jerks. You know, I got to be honest, Joe. I said I'd probably go out there this week, but I've got so much to run here at the office. But I've been to all sorts of stuff like this before. Some of the trolls are like, thought you're going. You're scared. You know what? I am scared. Because if I went there and some cop pointed a gun at me for no reason, I'd get mad. And if some thug came up and slapped my camera, I'd punch him in the face. So I just want to say I commend you guys not hauling off and hitting anybody.
It was funny. One of the police officers, the right police officer, goes, InfoWars, oh, my God.
Hold on. I want to come back and finish with you, and I promise I'm going to the call.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We're going to go to Bella, Chuck, Henry, Terry, and Chris. I apologize. I had the callers holding in the last hour.
Waging war for part of it. Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
But we are going right back to your calls here in a moment, finishing up with Joe Biggs. There's so much world news going on. Planes are flying over D.C. for aerospace defense test. Russia tests surface-to-air missiles and military exercises designed basically for Ukraine. Three armed regiments carried the test fires of the S-400 Triumph and S-300 surface-to-air missile, defense spokesman said. So that's all gearing up on the border with Ukraine. Ferguson police said they will keep arresting reporters. Police in Ferguson arrest Getty photographer Scott Olson in broad daylight. It's just really getting ridiculous. It's all about controlling everything and controlling the information. And we need kill switches and all the cell phones to turn them off so they can turn all the cell phones off in a town and do whatever they want. I mean, it's just so authoritarian. And then I realize why I've been so upset all day. The Army document we're going to talk about with an expert coming up. But Joe Biggs, recap what you witnessed yesterday last night. You guys worked until the early morning hours. Police doing door-to-door searches without warrants. Looters setting fire to buildings, trying to block roads. You've described a lot. Recap it. And then you were getting into some of the riot police getting excited to see InfoWars.
Yeah, when we got in there last night, we set up as quick as we could. There were some demonstrators out there, some protesters walking up and down the street. That quickly dissipated. That kind of went away. And a mid-sized crowd kind of stayed at the police line right in front of the McDonald's. Now then back down the street about, you know, half of a quarter of a mile down that way, there was another group of people in the QT parking lot. There was a lot of police officers lined up and down on the sides of the road. And for some reason, they all lined up and then shot down to the QT. They formed a big line and sat there, and then I could hear them over the loudspeakers. Anybody in the QT parking lot, disperse. Anyone who doesn't do that is subject to arrest and or more. They said that as part of the sentence again, which they've only recently added since Saturday. Once we were told to move, Marco stayed back, and he continued filming. I got back, and I was trying to find Kit and Mikhail. And I was filming from that area as they were finally setting up the blockade. And I got on the radio. We got some little walkie-talkies. And I'm like, Marcos, they are starting to arrest people. And in front of me, I'm U-streaming. There's a guy on the ground. They're wrestling him down and zip-tying him up. And I'm sitting there on the radio. I was like, Marcos, where are you at? They are arresting people. They don't care who you are now at this point. They are just in a bad mood. They are just trying to arrest everybody. Marcos is just walking up nonchalantly with his camera to the police line, and the guys are just, like, really, literally about to arrest him. And he's pointing at the camera like, you know, hello, this is obvious. I'm a journalist. But that doesn't mean anything to these guys because they were ripping off press off their bulletproof vest off of one of the Vice reporters last night. They said, this doesn't mean anything, and ripped it off the chest. And, you know, we're trying to throw the guy around. And then in the press conference last night, the Captain Johnson said, he's like, there's so many people nowadays that claim to be media. He's like, obviously, if I look at a guy and he's got a $50,000 rig on his shoulder, well, then that automatically means that he's a journalist. But nowadays, and then he looked at me and he goes, you've got guys walking around with vests on, holding an iPhone or something like that. I don't know who they are. You know, that doesn't mean that you're a journalist. So apparently having a $50,000 camera is press credentials to these guys. So anyone else who doesn't have that giant rig on their shoulder is fair game for these guys to arrest, as far as he was concerned.
And for those that don't know, those giant rigs are now being phased out. Even movie companies use the Canon cameras that we use. They're like $10,000. It's just asinine. I mean, CNN reporters do Skype iPhone videos, but this is Dianne Feinstein saying that they will decide who is press and who will get protection, that talk radio doesn't get it, that a citizen journalist don't get it, that the Drudge Report doesn't get it, that InfoWars doesn't get it. It doesn't matter if we break major news stories every day. It doesn't matter if we have 20 million listeners overall every week. It doesn't matter if we have 800 million YouTube views now, conservatively, 400 and something million on one channel. It doesn't matter if we got 3 million Facebook followers. None of that matters. It doesn't matter that I'm in two major Hollywood films. It doesn't matter I've been a consultant to TV and movies. It doesn't matter because they will decide. Well, the truth is they're arresting CNN reporters. They're arresting Washington Post reporters. They're arresting Getty reporters. They're arresting. The truth is they're just playing games. And well, this shows how they define things. Our government has never in a riot situation targeted reporters. And let's say we're in an arrest situation in between the cops, that is interfering with their duty. It is not interfering with the duty to be 200 yards away. This is asinine. This is interfering with our First Amendment, and it's crazy. Why do you think they're doing this? Is this just the hubris? Because it'd be one thing if they were going and arresting or, you know, even roughing up people burning down businesses. That's arson. That can kill people. They would be cheered. But instead, they sit there and let them burn stuff down and then come over and attack the press. Why? Why do you think they're doing that?
They sent about 7 or 8 officers into the neighborhood where the shooting was and the fires. Meanwhile, there were probably 50 or 60 police officers dealing with those pesky journalists trying to, you know, exercise their First Amendment rights, Alex. Last night was disgusting because I saw a complete and total collapse of the First Amendment. They corralled us into the area. They got us in the free speech zone, the media area. Once we got there, then they then came over the speakers and said, now you have to all leave immediately. And the police came out, the riot police, forced us out of the media area into our vehicles and made us go down a road. And then I was like, all right, well, I want to go back to the main media site at the Martial Law Command Center so I can find out what's going on, why we're having our rights taken away from us and we're not being allowed to do our job. So we pulled out of that area after being forced out by the police and had to go on this 20-minute drive, this runaround around Ferguson, because every time we go to a road, the cops would be blocking off, like, oh, no, you have to go down the interstate and go to the next exit.
And by the way, the crew here is doing an incredible job as well. I don't know how they're able to do it. As you talk, they go through the hours of video that you guys uploaded live, and they are showing the police talking to you when you were talking to them. They look so angry and hateful that you would dare even want to be a mile away from where stuff is going. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they're completely trying to keep us from doing our job. Meanwhile, you know, Captain Johnson's getting on TV bad-mouthing the media saying that we're not doing our job. Well, he swore to an oath to uphold the Constitution. And I want to say, sir, you're not doing your job at all whatsoever. What you're doing is a disgrace to Americans and to the world. Out of control, out of control, out of control. And just giving us this oop-de-oop, this runaround around town, just driving. People were all over the place. I mean, there's never going to be traffic at 2 o'clock in the morning. And the only reason there was because they just kept redirecting people. Journalists all from every organization were trying to figure out what's going on. And then when we got out there, they held us out there until 2:30 in the morning because he was upset with how the media were doing their job. Then he came out with a bad attitude, moving some of the microphones around and all that stuff. Very unprofessional. The whole thing is just a complete joke of what they're doing. They're definitely hiding stuff. And like I said, the only way to get to the truth sometimes, you got to skip and hop and climb over a few fences. But that's the only way to do it because these guys are completely taking away to where we have to go to that extreme.
Well, this
is
how
to hide in the woods.
Exactly.
Something.
This is how totalitarianism works. One guy does something wrong on the block, everybody gets in trouble. That's Nazi Germany. That's Soviet Russia. You get thugs from out of town tearing stuff up. And as you said, they've got more police to harass the media than they do to chase down the thugs. That's a major news angle, Joe, that you witnessed that. We need to get a report out with one of our writers about that, that you witnessed. It sounded like you said about 5-1, the police presence was for the media and not for the out-of-town looters. I think that's major evidence that they may be provocateurs working for the feds. The feds have a history of doing that, Joe.
Yeah, they were more concerned about us than they were about the fires, about what was really going on out there. Their attention seemed to be purely on us and being right there in that media area. You know, one of the questions someone asked is I think one of the ladies, she goes, sir, you said that the curfew was lifted. And he goes, yes. She's like, well, there's no one on the streets after midnight. You force everybody out of there. Isn't that, in fact, a curfew? Next question. And he wouldn't even answer that. All they do is duck and dodge real questions. That's all they did. It was a complete and total psyop to the teeth.
I'm looking at video you guys shot of these National Guard people. They look like kids.
Yeah, they're kids. They're babies. A lot of the one guy who has been filming out here all week with me that I've gotten to know, he was an ex-Marine, and he just kept sitting down there on the ground. He's like, hey, doesn't your mom know that you're out here? Did you get a permission slip for this? You know, don't you need to be doing some kind of homework or something? Because they were just babies. I mean, the guys, they didn't even know what they were doing out there. I would ask them simple questions. I'm like, hey, I used to be in the military. I was like, you know, where'd you guys come from? And I was like, well, so who's your point of contact for the media? I don't know who that is. I was like, well, you all came together. You came from the same unit. Why don't you know these simple questions?
Well, this is a ticking time bomb. They're out there with Beretta sidearms on 9mm. They have a run-in with any of these thugs or anybody. This could turn into a shooting situation like Kent State, and then all hell's going to break loose.
Exactly, because they're going to be very nervous. They're not going to know how to act under fire. I asked any of them if they've ever been active duty before. Most of them just said no. When I asked a few of them if they'd ever been in combat, most of them just shook their head no. So these are kids who have never been in any kind of really life experience, and they get put in a situation with a gun. They get thrown in front of people actually intending to do harm to them, and someone's going to get shot. It's definitely a recipe for disaster in Ferguson now that the National Guard children are here.
I got to say, I saw their commanding officer. He looked like he started shaving maybe last week. I've never seen National Guard that looks this green.
Yeah, they are there fresh off the fresh out.
Well, Joe, I want you to be careful. No heroics tonight. Just try to follow what they say, even though it's unconstitutional and a bunch of baloney.
Well, the biggest thing I try to do is I try to listen to when I hear somebody say something really good, and then I run over and go like, hey, can you say that again real quick? And then I try to catch it that way. And with the police, you just got to be quiet and you got to listen because they use the radios very low, and you can pick on a lot of the radio chat that they're doing, their communication, and you can hear them, you know, saying stuff that a little bit out there. So,
what are you hearing them say? What are you hearing them say?
Well, you can hear them, you know, saying, "Hey, we need to get these guys out of here," and they're looking at us, and then they run over to the media, and then one minute the guy on the speaker is saying, "Hey, if you're credentialed media, you're fine," and then all of a sudden you get some guys pull up in an SUV and jump out, and they're like, you can hear them whisper, and then they're like, no, now you guys need to go. And then they load up on that truck with the seven guys and then go into the town or into that side road. So it's what the mainstream media doesn't do is pay attention to every little detail. That's why it's good that we have the four people out here today, that we can leave people in the sheep pen, the main stream media area, so we can hear
exactly
what the police tell the media. And then they radio back to us saying, hey,
sure,
this is just what they told us. Are you actually seeing that on the ground? And then I go and say, hey, no, that's definitely not happening, or it is. So we have a pretty good system set up now with information being sent back and forth.
Well, this is not a soap opera we're here following, even though in the scheme of things it's been blown out of proportion. We're analyzing the PSYOP from every angle to try to educate and inform listeners and viewers who aren't informed. A lot of our listeners are more informed than we are. But it's all part of a real media process of breaking down historically what's happening here. But at the same time, people are getting my punditry, where I really do genuinely blow up on air, flipping out over the fact that I'm going to the phone calls and we're going to break. I just skipped the network break, and then we're going to go to your calls. But I realize I'm so upset, Joe. In closing, you were leaving yesterday as this article broke, the new Army training manual. It's public, where they say they will kill unarmed civilians during full-scale riots as a PSYOP, how to wound or kill people to scare crowds away. So they're now putting war crime stuff off the chart in documents to the point of when I read this document, I start stuttering on air because it is such a horrific crisis to know that we've now moved to this point and that there's no media covering this. Drudge has been linked to this since yesterday, so we know all the media, radio, TV, print, is seeing this. We've got, you know, 3,000-4,000 comments on the article. We can look on the metrics and see that about 800,000 people have read the article or visited it, and there's no coverage of an official Army training manual saying the new policy is to kill unarmed Americans. I mean, this is over the top.
I mean, the fact that we're using CS gas by militarized police in America when NATO does not allow our military forces to use it on any enemy combatants is crazy in itself. That lets you know of what they're trying to go to now here. So I can believe every single bit of that. I've also had a couple of my military buddies over the past day contact me and say, hey, I've actually seen that recently, so that they're familiar with that.
No, it's been issued. It's officially approved for public release. Distribution is unlimited. It was secret in April, and they just decided to put it out last Friday.
And the funny thing is, though, is when people see that, they're still going to deny it. And it's right there, and you can look it up. You can go to an Army base, and you can see it right there in black and white. But the mainstream media will go, nah, that's not real. That's not going to happen.
That's right. So. You could go to an Army base and go to their information office, and they could show you an official book of this.
They would give it to you like they would one of those Gideon Bibles at a hotel. I mean, they're not even going to, like, think twice about it. Oh, yeah, here you go. Here's a handbook on domestic terrorism against civilians. Yeah, here you go. They're not going to care.
I literally cannot talk at this point. It's so over the top. It's just they're training to mow innocent people down. And again,
the people are so dumb now that it's feasible. People now are so dumbed down from their Facebook, their TVs, all this stuff, reality TV, just being lazy and not caring whatsoever, that the government can literally come out with documents like this and put them in front of your face and wave it around, and the bulk of the population will sit there and go, nah. I've literally talked to people about stuff like this, nah, and show it to them. No, that's not real. That's impossible.
Well, this shows they're going to be light-handed for a while to sell the military on it, because, again, we're not saying the military wants to do this. We're not saying they're bad. The media, they do cover it, will spin it. Alex says the Army wants to line men, women, and kids up and kill them. No. They put this on paper. The issue is, this is the official manual. This is the policy. So don't throw it onto the troops and say that I said they want to kill women and children or unarmed people.
We just want to know why they wrote it. Why is it put on
Why
there?
Is this the new work? Policy? Yes.
Exactly.
Don't change the subject, because I know how the PSYOP works out there. Well, our military would never do that. Bull. During a total collapse, when there's 10,000 people coming up your rural road to loot your town, I'll be out there to defend my family. But
don't
see,
you think that's funny that's coming out now in the wake of what's going on in Ferguson with excessive militarized police and their unprofessionalism and how they're acting out of control and how they're restricting media and how they're taking our rights away? This is not a coincidence. This is all coming out now.
Well, look at how they're aiming. Look at how they're aiming rifles at our reporters in broad daylight and smiling. They've told them, get ready to mow everybody down, and this is all some beta test. This is crazy town. And the PSYOP experts are testing the police and the military to see if they'll do it. Joe?
Yes, I've had sniper rifles pointed at me the first day the second day I got here, right at my chest. I'm sitting here filming. And then the other night, Saturday night, I had two separate laser beams on my back while I'm running. With my hands up.
I just had...
I'm a journalist, and I have media written all over me. I've even checked in with those same police officers just prior to that, so they knew exactly who I was.
They are teaching them that we're the enemy. And as you said, they had 5-to-1 cops for the media instead of the looters last night. This is incredible. Rob Dew just came in here. He must have some breaking news. Rob Dew, the news director for the TV side. Go ahead.
Well, this came a tip from a Thomas in Miami, Florida. He works for Florida News Service. And he said, please remind Alex, reporters do not just have First Amendment rights, but also Fourth Estate rights to report to the general public. And they can basically go inside police lines like general public cannot. Reporters can do that under the Fourth Estate rights. So,
well, in the past, because the police said, oh, we want reporters here. We want you to see what really happened.
I want to get the information.
Well, this is unprecedented. Exactly. Going after reporters is unprecedented.
And they just don't want people to see what's going on in case the police mess up and there's a reporter there catching it, because now it goes out instantaneous. I mean, the last few nights watching what's going on with the Ustream, live stream, everybody just putting stuff up, it really is amazing. And the media is really showing its power at this point. And you can tell because the cops are scared. The cops are scared of the media. They keep pushing them back and pushing them back. And it's disgusting, but it also shows how much power we have by just being there and showing up with cameras.
Joe, the way to do this is to go befriend 3 or 4 strategic houses in the area and even offer to give them some money to let you use their houses as bases at night. That's the way to stay in there. And then to go get those reports done. So you've done a great job. I'm going to let you go. We need to get to these phone calls, but great job. And just stay safe tonight or stay outside the police lines. But as you said, they just keep pushing you back. Pretty soon they'll push you so far south, you'll be back in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, I have a plan for tonight, though. I think I'm going to get back in the side road where that neighborhood is. So when they do start trying to sweep everybody out, I'll be back in that area. And I can go ahead and start filming them and watch them when they come into the neighborhood. And I want to see exactly what they're doing. I've already seen a bush. A yard where I want to hide. I'm just going to get down, lay down, and film.
Well, that sounds like somewhat of a plan, but you'll have the homeowner's rights at your back if you make friends with the locals. Don't you think that's what needs to be done?
exactly.
Well, we'll all be watching tonight at InfoWars.com. Pray for Joe Biggs and the rest of the crew there in Ferguson, Missouri. We have a guest coming up, an expert on the police state and an author. Stay with us and your phone calls. I'll get to you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Is unfolding so fast that we've only got her on for 30 minutes, but I want to invite her back on for a full hour in the next few weeks. She was also on with David Knight. You know, I know a lot about the police state, and folks, you know, out there might think that I couldn't learn something or you couldn't learn something from a book. It's put out by WorldNet Daily, forwarded by Congressman Louis Gohmert, Police State USA, How Orwell's Nightmare is Becoming Our Reality, Cheryl K. Chumley. And the fact that it's forwarded by a Texas Republican who is pro-law and order shows how the libertarian conservative movement is getting concerned about the militarization. And that's what's upsetting the power structure and the feds, they want to federalize the police, and they want to use disasters like Ferguson as a pretext to do that. So we're not here to demonize the police. We're also not here to support them attacking reporters or attacking peaceful demonstrators. 5-1 last night, police for the reporters, for the police that we saw going after looters and people burning down businesses. So, again, the looters are horrible, but then does that mean the police can look at our reporters who are clean cut and who are polite and who they've even checked in with and sit there looking at them like they want to kill them and pointing guns at them? I mean, if I was there, I'd be like, what is your problem? Why are you looking at me like that? I'm an American. I've done nothing to you. I'm the press. How dare you point a gun at me? How dare you? There's an earlier video they were showing where it's this big riot cop, and, man, he's looking at Josh just like he wants to kill him, looking right at the camera just like, what do they do, show him videos of the press, like, eating children or something? I mean, how does that cop look at him like that? I mean, I would just get very upset. Like, why are you looking at me like you want to kill me? What is your problem? Where I come from in Dallas, I mean, you look at somebody like that on the street, they're going to just get out of their car and say, "What? You got a problem? I mean, what are you looking at me like you want to kill me for? What are you pointing a gun at me for? I haven't done anything to you." I mean, it's disgusting. The mentality they put in some of these cops' brains, it's going to start a civil war. You mix a bunch of these crazy thugs that are coming in out of St. Louis and other states. I'm ranting. We've got our guest on with us. We sell the book. It's excellent. It's full of documentation. Police State USA. Cheryl Chumley. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, super high quality, non-GMO, great customer service, 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. You can find their weekly and monthly specials there, and you can also find the very same food, because we're a distributor for MyPatriotSupply.com. at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of that either way. Okay, Cheryl, I want to get your take on what's happening in Ferguson right now, and then I want to backtrack it into your book that goes over the history of this and how it's developed. But quite simply, you've got a lot of military-industrial complex interest, a lot of them that are foreign, who want a new market, and they know there's a lot of social problems in America that have been exacerbated, in my view, by the left, who wants dependence. And so there is a real market to not fix problems, but to actually let them get worse. Like FEMA got its funding doubled for disasters after Katrina. So we have a government where screwing up gets you a bigger budget. Well, that's a recipe for disaster, in my view. And we've had sociologists come out and say, no, that's why the political class wants to create crises or exacerbate them, as the former White House chief of staff said a few years ago, Rahm Emanuel. So, again, thank you so much for coming on with us. Folks can also get the book in bookstores everywhere. I've seen it in Barnes & Noble or at WND.com. Thank you for coming on.
Hey, Alex. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here. But the circumstances aren't the best with Ferguson in the background.
Give us your take on Ferguson.
You know, it's a moving target right now. But I will say, when Ferguson first broke, my initial reaction was to wonder why the police had to roll out the military-grade equipment so quickly. You know, now you look at the scenes, and a lot of people will look at what the police are using in terms of what they say they need to justify to defend their police officers, keep them safe. And a lot of people might agree with that. But if you go back in time to when the protests first started, it just seems like police went to level 10 on rolling out the equipment, where they could have started off maybe at level 2 or 3.
And they're not stupid. The people giving the orders know full well that was provocative. The feds have been there since the start. We have a lot of history of provocateurs, especially with the feds, I guess to, again, create a threat or exacerbate it so they get more funding. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You've got a very interesting bio as a journalist, but what got you interested in the police state, and how did you do the research to put together such a powerful, powerful book?
Oh, thank you for the kind words on that. I appreciate it. My background is about 15 years now in reporting and journalism. And like most reporters, I started out on the local level. And I kind of keyed in on constitutional issues. When I would go to Board of Supervisor meetings and zoning meetings, I would notice how local regulators had great impact on stopping people from building a home, from putting up a shed, from paving a driveway. And I noticed that all came from the federal government, the EPA, and so forth. And so I just kept track of things through the years. And when I went to research this book, I didn't have to look hard. It was more paring down examples of what's going on in terms of driving our nation down a police state. It was a lot harder to decide what to keep out than to scour for things to put in. And, you know, I have four kids. I happen to think our nation is the best in the world, and I would like to keep it that way for future generations.
Where should we start breaking down the police state?
Well, Ferguson is definitely the platform, but I sure do wish we had had this talk back when, you know, the toddler in Atlanta was busy being blown up by SWAT team tactics run amok. And, you know, that would have been the perfect example of how police should not have military-grade equipment, because all it does is entice them to use it for missions and for roles that are better served with a knock on the door. You know, people are dying in America because police with military equipment are taking it on themselves to use that equipment for things that could be better served just like how police used to do it 20 years ago with a more protect and serve mentality. And this is the perfect opportunity, though, with Ferguson bringing it back in the limelight, to look at why police have this equipment in the first place and what Americans can do to curb its use.
I mean, the book, as you said, is just full of examples of the police state, but for folks that haven't read the book or who aren't experts on it,
Okay, I'm sorry. I also cover, you know, that's just one chapter in my book. If you look at the EPA, what the EPA does on a daily basis, not just at the federal level, but how those trickle down to the local level. If you look at the emerging use of drones, now you have California and Arizona police departments picking that up. You have the business sector hoping to hop aboard and use drones. If you look at some of the surveillance activity, I know all your listeners are aware of the latest from Edward Snowden, but they may not be aware of what private businesses are doing to snatch up some of this technology, where you can spy on people. When you walk into a store now, your department store may be pinging off your cell phone to alert the owners that you are a high dollar value shopper and that you've just entered the store. The mannequins may actually have recording video and audio recording devices in their heads to not watch for theft control, but basically to pick up what shoppers are saying in the stores in order to use for marketing reasons. I have a chapter on executive orders. You know, you look at President Obama bragging to the world that he doesn't need Congress. He has a pen. He has a telephone. Who needs the law, the Constitution, and Congress? If you look at what's going on in our schools, Michelle Obama, the queen nanny, telling parents in America how they should feed their own children. You know,
that's what's important. That's why I like your book, is because we think of the police state as armored vehicles and LRADs, rubber bullets, cops in space invaders, sci-fi stormtrooper outfits, and certainly that's part of it. But the police state isn't even really about the cops. The media has spun it that you're anti-police if you use the word police state. No, police state means 1984. Police state means North Korea. Police state means Mexico. Police state means a failed state. It means a country that's a banana republic. So why was this premeditatedly being set up, not to secure the republic, but to overthrow it and the corrupt political class? And then you bring in the police state is about arbitrary power. I mean, until a decade ago, they had to pay you when they took your property, market value with eminent domain. Now they just take it and don't even pay you. And so that's what your book gets into, is so many areas of the police state that I hadn't even thought to call police state. I would call Agenda 21 tyranny, but really, you're right. It is the police state. It is the end of checks and balances. It is just arbitrary global rule, UN treaties that we're not even signatories to, being implemented by the bureaucracies. It's like Obama is implementing gun control by executive action, and he points to the UN as his authority.
And here's the real danger. Most of it's being done with a smile. Most of it's being done with justification. It's either for the children or it's for the security of the nation. So the people who are doing these regulatory controls, they're doing it by patting themselves on the back, and they're receiving praise from people who think, wow, you care so much about American people that you want to help out. You want to help with security. But when I hear security nowadays coming from the government, I think regulation and control, because that's what so much of this talk is bringing.
There's a lot of good news, though. We always talk about Hollywood being so corrupt and evil. There's a libertarian, neo-conservative, but not in the neocon way, but a new conservative movement that's more constitutionally based. It's actually a return to the paleo-conservatives. It's come out in the news that there are secret libertarian and conservative, quote, societies in L.A. They're not really secret societies. It's that you'll lose your job if it comes out you're not basically a communist. I mean, I've had Hollywood people tell me, I had to come out and support Obama or I wouldn't have gotten this new contract or I wouldn't have gotten this TV show, but gee, I hate him. But I went and saw The Giver last night, anti-abortion, libertarian, anti-drone, anti-collectivist film. Very well done, Jeff Bridges. So many of the films I see now, Man of Steel, the list goes on and on, actually have a the Winter Soldier, Captain America, absolutely pro-liberty view, describes how criminal elements are hijacking the government. So there's a lot of good signs as well. Rand Paul has come out against the police state. We've seen a lot of the so-called left coming out against it. We've seen a lot of sheriffs and police chiefs saying they don't want to dress like stormtroopers. And so we're seeing some departments actually learn about soft power and go back to actually having a good relationship with the public, while we see other departments going the other way. So I see a battle for the heart and soul of this country going on right now.
That's absolutely right, and that's a big reason why I wrote this book also. I think if people are educated to know all the different areas that we're being attacked, you know, people will be outraged and they'll want to act, because I truly believe that most Americans love their freedom, they're patriotic, they believe that the Founding Fathers created this nation on the principle that our rights come from God, not government, that they're, you know, really upset with how the Obama administration is taking control and power away from the people and doing it with such an elitist, arrogant attitude. And I think people just need to know that, you know, what you were just describing is true. There's a lot of optimism. There's a lot of hope still. And this still is our nation. It's a nation of by and for the people form of government, which means we get the chance to boot these people from office and we can stand up and, you know, our voices are very powerful. And if we want our freedoms back, we can certainly take them.
We've got some bad news. I had Joe Biggs on just about 25 minutes ago and predicted that you would end up having police or the National Guard, especially the National Guard, because these are kids wearing Berettas on their side. Joe says he's never seen people this young in the Guard. They have literally sent the absolute newest recruits there with some very unsavory rabble-rousers that are burning buildings down and really stirring things up and attacking our reporters and other people. And now the police department has tweeted. We'll put it back on screen, and I will read this for folks. NBC News, officer involved in shooting outside Ferguson. A police officer was involved in a shooting Tuesday in St. Louis, about 3 miles from where Michael Brown was shot and killed in the turbulent suburb of Ferguson, police confirmed. There was a heavy police presence at the scene, and police marked off the intersection with yellow tape. St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson said on Twitter that the suspect had brandished a knife at police. Further details were unclear. Here is the chief of police tweet. Officer involved shooting in the 6th District. Suspect brandished knife at officers. No officers injured. Investigation is ongoing. And this is deteriorating very quickly. I talked to a lawyer who I know in St. Louis who deals with the police. I talked to another lawyer in Kansas City who's formerly lived in St. Louis that I know, and they predicted when I talked to him last weekend that this was far from over, and they both said, bottom line, it's going to get a lot worse. I'm concerned about this spilling out in the rest of the country, and I wish it would have been handled better earlier by releasing the full report, by listening to the community and not being heavy-handed. And I wish those thugs using Craigslist hadn't come into town and looted as their excuse to steal. This is so horrible for the inner city communities and everybody else. It's just a terrible situation. What's your gut tell you is going to happen?
Yeah, I think, you know, there are some real strong demands that the officer be charged with some type of murder rap. And if that doesn't happen, I do agree that the violence is going to escalate. I think that's kind of what everybody's waiting right now to hear on. As far as the spillover, I believe I've already seen reports that it has kind of seeped out of the streets of Ferguson.
And yeah, L.A. and New York City, yeah.
Yeah, and spilled into neighboring communities and so forth. And, you know, you name them right. They're thugs. And, you know, the thugs that come down and invade his community as justification to steal and loot and so forth, they should be thrown in jail as soon as police can identify them. The good news is a lot of their faces are captured on video.
But most of the time, the government doesn't want to track them down. They're too busy rubber bulleting reporters who are doing nothing, literally doing nothing. Our reporters are not antagonizing the police.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've been hearing about the in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right for months now. Have you invested in yours yet? As you know, we live in a politically and economically troubled time. You should be preparing for an uncertain future today. Right now is the time to start freeze drying your own food so you can become self-reliant and less dependent upon others. To invest in your own home freeze dryer, go to harvestright.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Again, that's a home freeze dryer from harvestright.com. And be sure to mention this ad to save $200 through the month of August.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Happening in world news, the Middle East, so much more tonight on the nightly news, 7 o'clock. Central. But Ferguson is a microcosm of the rest of the world and our country. This march towards a high-tech Orwellian grid is happening everywhere. And police states never bring security. That's always done because the establishment has decided to go the route of tyranny, not prosperity. And all of the things that are being deployed against the population here will end up being used against veterans, gun owners, and people that don't have criminal records. Because we are the plums of the establishment. They want to milk us down to nothing. The book is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Cheryl Chumley, Police State USA, How Orwell's Nightmare is Becoming a Reality. And even if you already know about most of this, it's important to give this to your police chief, to your county commissioner. We can turn the tide. There's a major movement of police chiefs and sheriffs and others. Look at Detroit. When they have an officer-involved shooting, they just release the information. The police chief tells the citizens, go out, get guns, defend yourself from thugs, and the community works together. And now their crime rate, they've gone sky high, starting to go down. So that's the answer, is not an us-against-them mentality. But sometimes you got to hit rock bottom before that happens. We'll do a little bit of overdrive and take your calls for Bella, who's been holding like a trooper, and Chris and others. But again, the book is available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Another shooting in Ferguson just in the last 30 minutes. Our reporters are about to be on the scene, and I will go into overdrive while I take your calls and see if they can get in place and give us a report on what's happening. But you were finishing up by saying there is an idea here that somebody needs to get in trouble and that this officer needs to get indicted for something. But if the man charged him and attacked him and then ran back and he shot him, and, you know, the witnesses said he shot him in the back. That's not true now, according to the independent autopsy. There are a lot of witnesses coming out. I don't think we know the truth because police have been caught lying so much they've lost the moral high ground in many cases. But I think it's leaning towards the officer's story right now. And so you can't just indict him to stop rioting. I mean, I don't think there's any moral dilemma here. But at the same time, with a lot of these crowds, it seems like there's agitators in there that just want to stir things up. Where do you think this is going?
Well, let's not forget that Eric Holder has sent, plenty of agents on the scene from six different departments within the Justice Department to root out how police may have crossed lines. And he made that rather inflammatory statement from Martha's Vineyard where he talked about how police, if they had a more diverse police department, it would inspire more trust in the community of Ferguson. So if you look at the Justice Department statements, it seems a little bit alarming that when they're the ones in control of performing the third autopsy, and where they're taking such a heavy-handed presence on Ferguson soil, which is unprecedented for a federal agency, it raises some red flags about whether this is going to be a tainted end result for the police officer.
Meanwhile, DrudgeReport.com has our article out showing the CNN clip of somebody holding up an ISIS sign. There are a lot of people that think ISIS is really cool, mainly in the black Muslim community in this country, and that's scary as well, that our borders are wide open. Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us, Cheryl Chumley.
You are listening to GCN.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their programs until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.